We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good, Dustin. How are you?
Daryl!
Good to have you, Daryl. Let's start with this. You know, Stefanski talked this week at length about a lot of things and how they're going through this process. You know, Adam and I talked about this extensively as well, that we kind of feel confident in these guys because this is unprecedented times where technology is going to be a premium, of course, and the Browns have young people that kind of get this. I think they can understand how to deal with the situation. And frankly, I've got a kind of a weird kind of faith that they're going to be able to get this done, maybe as opposed to some other teams. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you, Dustin. And you know, Stefanski credited the support staff, the IT department for getting him set up. He's 750 miles away up in Minnesota with his family, hunkered down, waiting this thing out. But he's in constant communication with his players, in constant communication with the front office and Andrew Berry and anyone else that he needs to be in contact with. And what I liked was his, you know, he really came off as a no excuse approach yesterday. Just, you know, hearing him talk, even when he's asked about the challenges of getting the offseason program going as a first time head coach and potentially losing a bunch of face time and practice field time before training camp and stuff like that. And he just basically said, hey, we are expected to take a step forward this year, no matter what. And that's what we're ultimately going to try and accomplish, regardless of what the circumstances are. And he talked about how, I mean, he didn't go into detail, and understandably so, for competitive reasons, but, you know, he's just very confident. Not only do they have contingency plans, but as he put it, they have contingency plans for the contingency plans for the contingency plans. So I agree with you, Dustin. I think that the Browns have had time to prepare for this. I think that they're ready for the worst-case scenario, and they have people in place that are equipped to be able to work within these difficult circumstances and have some success doing it.
We're talking with Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Daryl, I like what you said there because I said the same thing yesterday. No excuses. I thought there were maybe three or four questions that you guys as a group asked where it basically was like, do you want to make excuses? Like, this is so tough for you. This is so tough for you. And he wasn't having any of it. And I love it because I'm hearing a lot of whiny GMs around the league, and I don't want to hear from them. Like Dustin alluded to, Andrew Berry's a young guy. He's not going to have a problem with this. Same thing with Stefanski. They're both smart. They're both young. I loved that he wasn't making excuses. Hey, everybody's in the same boat. We got to suck it up and be prepared. Love that.
Well, not only that, but the work is basically done at this point going into the draft. The scouting, the tape, all that has been done, right? These last few weeks leading up to the draft are basically a recheck of the information that you have, right? And certainly, of course, you would have loved to still have the on-site visits and stuff, but they're still doing the virtual video interviews with the prospects that the league is allowing teams to conduct. And Stefanski made it very clear they're abiding by the strict guidelines for the length and content and all that for those video calls with the prospects. But I would say but it's not a Browns thing. Like, everybody's playing by the same set of rules. Nobody has an advantage. Nobody's been put at a disadvantage specifically, or singled out for a disadvantage, I should say. So Really, what the only thing teams are really missing out on at this point are those players that have those questionable medicals following the NFL combine, where teams like to circle back and, you know, go through those again with a particular prospect and maybe get additional examination or additional information or whatnot. That, to me, is really the only limitation that the current circumstances of this quarantine we're all dealing with hampers NFL teams. But the work has been done. The tape has been evaluated. The scouting reports have been written. The draft boards have been assigned, right? So I think that the Browns are in fairly good shape, or is in good a shape as they possibly can be going into this draft, because you have guys that, quite frankly, they do their homework. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? Andrew Berry is an Ivy Leaguer. You know what I'm saying? So
sure.
I'm fairly confident that these guys are going to be more than prepared to execute this draft.
That's right. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do a good job, because you can be the smartest guy in the world and not be good, but they will be prepared. I agree with you. Now, let's hope they're as good as – now, we like the job they've done at free agency. We've talked to you about it. They made another signing this week, former Falcons defensive end Adrian Claiborne, to add to the mix, you know, the rotation on the outside. But Kevin Stefanski seemed like he was made the point of saying, yeah, Andrew Berry and his team – they're prepping for the draft. I'm a fly on the wall here. They got the guys that fit our system, and you know, he's working on the playbook and stuff like that. It seems like they have a really good relationship and good, some good lines of demarcation there, Darryl.
Well, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to work. Yes, the coaching staff has input. Stefanski made it a point to say that even though he's not been participating in those virtual video calls, the position coaches have been, and he's delegating. That's what head coaches. Some of the better head coaches do. They trust the people that they hire, and they're not afraid to delegate and to listen to those, around them. And, you know, Andrew Berry's job is to buy the groceries, and it's, Kevin Stefanski's job to, cook the dinner. For lack of a better analogy, that's ultimately how normal NFL front offices tend to work, and it seems like they have a very good open line of communication. You can clearly see that Andrew Berry listened to what Kevin Stefanski wanted. First two big moves were right tackle Jack Conklin, tight end Austin Hooper. Right. So that is, to me, a very positive sign that Andrew Berry didn't give off this vibe of, well, I'm the GM or the top football exec. I'm going to go get the players I want, and the coach is going to coach the guys I get. They clearly worked together during free agency and leading up to free agency to go get the guys they felt were the best fit within their systems, and that's what good organizations do. We'll see if those moves pan out, but the way they're going about their business is a very positive start for them.
Darryl, can you see the Browns making any more big moves prior to the draft? No.
Yeah, I think we're going to approach the slow up dead period here, Dustin, as far as moves go. I can see him maybe adding one or two more guys. I mean, Berry's added 12 players since free agency, and I haven't pulled the numbers, but I have to think that that's among the most league-wide as far as free agency additions, 11 signings, one trade. Of course, the trade was the fullback from Denver. So I can see them adding a piece or two. They certainly need to add a piece or two. We all know what the needs are. Left tackle, which I think is going to be something to address in the draft. They could use some depth at wide receiver. They need linebacker help. They need safety help. Maybe one more depth piece on the defensive line. Certainly some depth in the defensive backfield is something that needs addressed. So I could also see them sitting there with their seventh selection saying, hey, we're in pretty good shape with our plan. And, we have the flexibility. If there's a piece that's out there on the market for us, Dustin, they can still go get it and make it happen. Or they can just say, hey, you know what? We got the pieces we wanted in free agency. Now let's hit the draft and the undrafted rookie free agents, and then, circle back after all that transpires to, fill in the rest.
Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is with us. Darryl, a lot of talk in the teleconference yesterday about Case Keenum, mm-hmm. who signs a fairly substantial backup quarterback contract. But much like Case Keenum when he did his teleconference and made it clear, hey, I'm the backup quarterback, Kevin Stefanski said the same thing. But clearly it's a situation where if it goes against what we think and that Baker has another bad year, that he's not going to hesitate at some point to put Case Keenum in, right?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say Case Keenum is twofold. He's an insurance policy. And if something happens with Baker Mayfield, whether it's on the field or, you know, unfortunately Baker gets hurt, but, you know, it happens to quarterbacks all the time. So, and Keenum is a very capable starter that can step in and win football games. And he and Kevin Stefanski have a really good relationship. Of course, we know they spent 2017 together with Minnesota. Keenum had one of his best years as a pro with the Vikings when Stefanski was his quarterback's coach. So they have that relationship to work off of and familiarity to work off of. And he's also there to help Baker Mayfield. And I really liked what Stefanski said about the situation yesterday in the respect of Keenum brings a lot of experience to the table. He's served every role there is to serve. He's been the guy walking in off the street. He's been the guy that's had to fight just for a roster spot as the third quarterback on the depth chart. And he's been the guy that's been counted on to win a critical game. And he really, I think, can provide Baker with that presence in the quarterback room, not so much to be a coach, but just to be someone to lean on, to be a fly on the wall, to give advice, to kind of help Baker work through things, maybe be that bridge between the coaching staff and Baker and things like that. So I think it is a strong move. They had the ability, 3 years, $18 million, because Baker's on a rookie contract, they can do something like that. And again, if something happens, they won't hesitate and have the slightest worry about Case Keenum having to go out and start football games for them.
Daryl, over under 3.5 games, over or under that Keenum starts this year?
I'm going to be optimistic at this point and say under. I'll be optimistic about that. I think a lot, this offseason program, when they can get it started, you know, how much work these guys are going to be able to do. My biggest concern, we're just talking football. I know the world is dealing with bigger problems, but just with what we're talking about, I think one of the concerns that every team is going to have to worry about are the soft tissue injuries. As you know, Dustin, there's a difference between being in good physical condition or in shape and then being in football shape. And right. I think that's something that, and Stefanski admitted yesterday that is a challenge that they're having to work through with the training staff is, you know, how to get the players doing some of these off-season activities on their own to make sure that their bodies are in good shape when they come back to the facility, whether that's they're able to have a mini camp in June or at the end of June, or, you know, we have to wait until the start of training camp. So that is another challenge, but I do think that those injuries, those, you know, muscle pulls and torn ligaments and stuff like that, I think that's something that every team in the National Football League is going to have to be concerned with, because I think it's just the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, Darryl, last thing, unless there's a last second cancellation, 20 days away from the draft, the Browns have the number 10 pick. At this point, it seems obvious they'll take a left tackle. If they don't, what's the most likely plan B at the 10th pick? Is it another position? Is it a trade up or down? What would you say?
Yeah, I would say plan B. I'm with you, Bull. I think they're taking a left tackle. I just don't know if they're going to take a left tackle at 10. And what I mean by that is they could trade up to get a left tackle. I could see them trading down to get, to end up with a left tackle as well, but also at the same time sliding a couple extra picks into their arsenal to play with. But I would say the plan B is a trade up or down the board. If I had to pick another position where I could see them just, you know, drafting a starter, I'd probably say safety.
All right, Darryl. Good stuff, buddy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.